Everybody now has a double duvet which needs washing. They have the option, they can run their own home washing machine all day long to cope with the load that they've come back with, or they can go to the laundrette and just take a couple of machines, a couple of dries, but they can be in and out in an hour.
Part of the community, and it's just really useful sort of having all the services under one roof, really.
Well, I wouldn't say we're the hub of the community, but we certainly, I would say we reflect as to the feel of the community, and that, like, they feel that there's something happening here, so we've added a little bit of technology and we'll add a little bit of design.
It's physical. We've got to be on the go all the time. We've got to be pretty fit for the laundrettes.
Laundrettes. I know what you're thinking. Funny, peculiar little places that you've never really thought about until, well, now, really. You may well pass by one every day, but in the haze of the high street selling designer clothes, designer electronics, and even designer cupcakes, you've probably not noticed them. Who uses them? Does anyone use them? Surely they're all pretty sad, run-down looking places, aren't they? Surely they're full of sad, run-down looking people? Or are they? For me, laundrettes have a special place in my memory, as they were the family business. I grew up among the smell of soap powder and damp clothes and the clanging of change as it was pushed into the coin slots among the constant chatter. And there was constant chatter, because in the 70s and early 80s, laundrettes were busy. Not everyone had a washing machine at home. And if they did, they certainly didn't have a dryer. But we did. In fact, my family had a chain of 5 laundrettes in Huddersfield, West Yorkshire. But 20 years later, and I wonder what has become of the humble launderette. I set out to discover the state of the soapy nation. Who is in our launderettes and why? Are they still a viable business? And just how much impact did that jeans advert have?
I'm in Queensway in West London, outside Central Wash, dry cleaners and launderette, which is described on the front as the first coin-operated laundrette in the UK, opened in May 1949. This is going to be interesting for me because I haven't actually been into a laundrette for quite a long time. So I'm going to go in.
In a spin. Outside I stand, I stare, aware, while within others compare. The size of loads, the fluff, the folds, the dirt dissolves, the drum revolves. Outside I stand, I'm scared, a prayer, while within fluorescence flare. The seats are cheap, plastic retreats, the smell entreats, detergents bleach. Outside I stand, I move, I'm soothed, while within apparel's renewed, revived, alive, inspired I glide inside the home of service wash lives.
And I'm hit by the smell straight away. It's a really familiar, warm, soapy smell. There are two rows of dryers. The most surprising thing for me is that there are people in here, because even to someone who grew up with laundrettes, I now have this image in my head that they're kind of slightly desolate, lonely places that nobody uses, but this appears to be a very vibrant business. There are 15 washers here and 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12 dryers, and at the back an attendant doing service washes and presumably taking in the dry cleaning. And it's clean and friendly and bright, and okay, it's not the kind of place you'd want to stay forever, but it's not the worst, most desolate place either.
This is the first time I've used this laundrette, but that's because I haven't got any money.
And what do you use it for? Is it service washing or is it dry cleaning?
Just dry cleaning, actually. Yeah, I mean, I've got washing stuff in my flat and everything, so I just came down to dry clean this dress for a hen party this weekend.
And what do you think of this?
Oh, it's brilliant. It's part of the community and it's just really useful sort of having all the services under one roof.
So this laundrette on Queensway has been here since 1949, which proves something, is that the laundrette obviously still has a place right at the heart of the community, and there's obviously still a need for it, and it's open from 8 in the morning till 10 at night. Last wash at 9 p.m. and no later.